Blog Talk Radio.
Policemen, firemen, the mayor of my town, the dude's hanging off of the paper truck, Mr. Chang. Down at the local deli, sells me morning coffee, wishes me good luck. This is for the people in my neighborhood. They help me through the day, and make me feel good. This bus for me. Yeah. Gas station guys, Sal and his brother make a mean pizza pie. Tattoo Tony in his cool muscle shirt. Maria on the corner looking good in a skirt. This is for the people in my neighborhood who help me through the day and make me feel good. This bus for you.
We want to share tonight.
Greater is he that is.
The great one,
God Jehovah,
the great one,
he lives in me.
Good evening. I want to thank you for joining us tonight for our 2,814th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC, our 1,296th episode of Determined and Motivated Online Network. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela. We are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. My special guest tonight is, we have two amazing authors, publishers, CEOs of their own brand. We have Deborah Franklin, who is the CEO of Deborah Franklin Publishing and founder of Church Girl CEO, who can help tell your story as a publishing consultant. We also have Dr. Tracy LaTracy, the owner of Black Authors Rock. She wears many hats. She's a preacher, publisher, mother, multi-bestselling author, teacher, and speaker. I tell you, I am super excited tonight to have these amazing powerhouses on the line with me tonight, sharing in the literary world. So I want you guys to press 1, dial in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. If you got any questions, we want you to ask these questions on tonight. We're going to be touching on the topic, can we be that village in the marketplace, or must we compete because we operate in the same or similar areas of expertise? So tonight, we're going to get up close and personal with these amazing women. We're going to take a look at their businesses and the services that they offer. So I want you to take this time to share this broadcast. Before we jump into the conversation, I have to take a moment as the commissioner of this amazing network. I just have to take a moment to recognize our brother O, who has been nominated for enshrinement into the International Radio Hall of Fame as producer emeritus for the class of 2021. So I just want to congratulate him on his nomination. So I want to see if my guests are on today. Dr. Tracy, are you there?
I am.
How are you tonight?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Amen, amen. Miss Deborah, are you on?
All right. Miss Deborah's not on at this time. She'll be on shortly, and I'll let you know when she is.
All right, all right. So I want to take this opportunity to allow Dr. Tracy to tell us just a little bit about herself, just to introduce herself. Who is Dr. Tracy?
Dr. Latracy is a bold, unapologetic, outgoing woman who just loves myself and loves the people that I'm connected to. I believe that it is a part of my purpose to assist others to walk in their purpose and make a profit from it. Whether their story is painful or not, there is purpose in it. And so I, as a mother, as a business owner, as a preacher, a teacher, all of these different titles, I'm still just Latracy. I may have DR period in front of my name, and yet I am still humble in the process because I love people and I love to serve. So that's who I am in a nutshell.
And how did you get here? How did you come up with this amazing, amazing, I've been following you, I've been watching you, and I see you have an amazing community called Black Authors Rock. How did you get there?
Well, before Black Authors Rock, I had an amazing community entitled Purposeful Publishing and Consulting, because sometimes we can think we hear from God, and it may, look, you hear me say think. And even though we may think we hear from God, it may be in a whole different facet. So we have to not only be sure that we can hear his voice, but understand the timing of his voice. And so this entire process started back in 2011. I've been writing actually since I was 13 years old, because that was my way of writing my way through healing. And so that is one of my signature programs, because I've been through it and now I can tell the story and offer the same expertise in the process. But in all of that, I learned that there were so many people of color that needed the service and needed the support and didn't necessarily know how to do it. And so I sat on the side of my bed. It was Christmas of 2017. And I said, you know what, God, I know it's something bigger out here, because Purposeful Publishing and Consulting was doing well, but I knew that my people had a need. And so I asked God, what am I supposed to do? And he said right then and there to go and trademark and get the domain name and everything for Black Authors Rock. Well, in my mind, I thought it was already taken. Why wouldn't it be taken? It's amazing. But it wasn't. Because it was set aside just for me. And so I started this community because I really wanted to show others. We have been institutionalized so long to the point where we don't know how to properly support one another. We think that it's just money. It's not about just money. It's about service, and it's about giving what you want someone to give to you. You can't expect someone to purchase your book if you don't invest in your book. If you don't put forth the same effort to promote your book, how could they do the same? So in doing that, back in 2017, I started Black Authors Rock. This community has grown to over 3,400 people, where we are not only educating, but we're enlightening and we're equipping Black authors and those that support Black authors to do exactly what they've been sought out to do. And that is to not only write their words out and not only write history, but create history. And so in doing that, I love what I'm doing. I love being the example. I love using all of my bought lessons, as my grandmother used to say, to teach the people that are in the community that you can and will be successful if you put forth the right work. And it's not just one way of doing it. It's more than one way to skin a cat. Being here, many people don't know, I live in southern Mississippi. And southern Mississippi is not necessarily accepting of the title Black Authors Rock. But that's okay. I went and started Bar Arts Collective. Same thing, different name. We're doing the same work. We've just expanded it multiculturally, and we've made it where there's no limitations to the support and there's no limitations to the influence or the affluence when it comes down to us creating history as people of color. And so I love what I do. I love the fact that I can not only support you in the process, but if you don't have the time to do it, we also offer ghostwriting. We offer the promotion. We believe that if your gifting is just in writing, we can support you in the other areas, and you can still get all of your royalties. A lot of publishing companies will say, you know, I'm going to publish you, but I'm going to take your royalties. No.
Oh, yeah, they want to.
Yes. We make sure that you get all of your royalties. And even in the process of having your books in both of our bookstores, because we have two, it's still a way for you to get the royalties from your books being sold.
You touching on something that I want us to touch on in just a second. We got Miss Deborah on, and I want her to come up and share just a little bit about who she is, tell us a little bit about her. And then you touched on something about us working together and it's not being a competition. That's our topic for the night. I want us to jump into that. But I want Miss Deborah to come on. Miss Deborah, you on?
I am here, y'all, finally.
Yeah,
my sister. My God. Well, hello, everybody. I am so excited about being here. For those of you that don't know who I am Deborah Franklin. I help women tell their stories and to develop them into multiple streams of income and not operate in that area of shame, because all of our stories have purpose, and we are here to tell them so the next sister won't have to go through what we went through or feel like they are alone in doing this thing called life. And I'm also the founder and CEO of Church Girl CEO, where we are a safe haven for women in ministry. And I'm not talking about just because you got the title of pastor, preacher, prophet, and all that good stuff. I'm talking about any woman that works in ministry, from the choir stand to the parking lot. This is where you can come and grow in your faith as well as in your business. So that is who I am in a nutshell. Did I answer all your questions?
Yeah, you did. How are you? How are you tonight?
Oh, my God. I am great. I am awesome.
I want to know, how did you get here? What has this journey been like for you?
Oh, my God. This journey has been long. For me, this journey took a lot of different avenues to get to this point. It's like I had to go down a lot of different streets and a lot of different paths, but it was almost like, you know how the freeway got different exits? It was, but then you can exit and get back on to get to where you're going. That's the way I feel like that has taken me. I've been on the right road, but I kept taking the wrong exit. And or I took the wrong exit and it made me loop around, or I took the wrong exit and it's like, woohoo, this ain't the right neighborhood. Let me jump back on because I read the sign wrong. You know how we do. And this is before the Google lady. So, you know, it's like it has been a long process for me. Well, take it back. It's been the process that God laid out for me. I just had to go through some things in order to reach the people that I needed to reach. Because I share a lot of times, if you talk to my cousins and I, we will be quick to tell you that we grew up in a bubble. And it was prophesied to me that you're going to be a voice for women. Women, you're going to help women go to this, go to that. And I was like, well, how in the ham sandwich I'm supposed to be doing that and I ain't went through nothing? You know, I'm like, I ain't been married. I ain't got no children. What am I supposed to be doing? And why I say that? Because then God said, oh, since you ain't been through nothing, let me go ahead and put you through some things. So, you know, I had to go through losing a job. I had to go through the crappy relationship. I had to go through the semi-abusive relationship. I had to go through having a miscarriage and going through the shame and then saying that I'm going to be in ministry. I had to go through all of that because my smart hind part said, I ain't never been through nothing. What am I supposed to do? So God let me hit rock bottom. And a lot of people say, well, how do you think God did that to you? Because for most women, the stuff that I went through, they would still be going through with it years and years and years when I only technically had a taste of it. I might have only been in that relationship for a year or two, where some people would have been in it for 10 and 15 and 20 years. So that's why I say that God let me go through this so I can get some experience. And then so I could have empathy for the different women that were going to come across, you know, across my path. So going through what I went through has definitely been a process.
Wow. And y'all throwing that word purpose around. Y'all know that's my word. I love that word. And I tell you, Jeremiah 29:11 said we was placed here. He had a plan for us. He said, the prosperous was supposed to be in good health, for us to have hope in the future. I tell you, I've been standing on that since 2012. That is a word that has kept me. Dr. Tracy, we were talking about our topic. I don't know if Ms. Deborah, you heard our topic for tonight, but our topic for tonight is we're discussing the village, and can we have that village in the marketplace without competition? I want to thank you guys for coming on this network tonight and sharing with me, because I definitely want to let the listeners know and those that follow me that we don't compete. That's one thing we don't do. These are some amazing women, and they have some amazing platforms. And I tell you, I was drawn to them and had the opportunity to be interviewed by Miss Deborah. And that's how I've been seeing Dr. Tracy all over the place. Because those that don't know, I just come back to Facebook probably January 2020. I've been off Facebook since 2018. And I've seen all the amazing stuff that Dr. Tracy was doing. So I was really drawn to you guys. And when I had the opportunity to be on your show, I said, I have to get them on my network because I want people to see the amazing things that they're doing. And we're all doing some similar things, but not the same thing. And when I tell you God gave them to us differently, he definitely gave them to us different. So Dr. Tracy, I want you to share with the listeners about this village mentality and how we can work together, even though we have some of the same expertise.
Well, I would like to use the analogy because you over here about to go straight on in and we're about to have church and we just got started. And then you hear my sister Deborah over here on the other side. She come on in with the hype, you know, devotion and all of that. So let me just use this analogy. We all come from different denominations, different ministries, different things like that. But we all have a relationship. It doesn't matter about the denomination. It doesn't matter about what you wear. It doesn't matter about what day you serve. It just matters that you have a relationship. And that's no different than it is in business. So many people want to say, oh, well, she's doing the same thing that I'm doing. Well, she may be, but her relationship is not like your relationship. She can't touch your relationship because she doesn't have the same experiences that you have had. And so in publishing or in promotions or in advertising or working with authors in any kind of way, we all do similar things. But it's all about our relationship with our clients. Because Deborah may publish, I may publish. Her primary market is women. My primary market is between the age of 34 and 55, a woman that has decided that she has been through enough pain that now it's a part of her purpose. Similar, yet we touch different dynamics. But I also have a men's component. Ms. Deborah primarily works with women. So it doesn't mean that we have to take each other's clients, because I know there are some things that I can get from Walmart that I can't get at Target. great value. If not sold at the good Target with the red dot, I need both stores. I need both experiences. I need both situations in order for me to make this big old Sunday meal that I'm expecting to have. No different than us in this field. We need each other in order for us to eat well, to be paid well, and to live well. So that's the best analogy that I can use, because right now people are out here in these COVID streets trying to publish books, and they're trying to promote books, and they're trying to get on different platforms. You can be on my platform. You can be on Andrew's platform. You can be on Deborah's platform, and your interview is going to be different. Your words are going to be different, but you're the same person. Mm-hmm. Go out there and partake in every last one of those. As soon as you finish my interview, I'm going to say, you know what? I have some other sisters that's in the same market, and they're looking for people to be on their platform. Aren't you ready to be a part? So that's it. That's the joy and the love in partnership. We're not going to come on each other's platform unless we're invited to do so and say, you know what, shout out to Black Authors Rock, woo, woo, woo. I'm not doing that because that's not my place. Just my presence alone will get you attracted to me and what I do in business. This is your platform. I'm promoting your platform. But if someone listening wants to vibe with me and my services, cool. Because as soon as they're done vibing with me, I'm going to say, you know what? Well, Angela has this platform that you need to be a part of. And, you know, Deborah over here, you writing a book about the good Lord Jesus. So you go on over there to church CEO and get, you know, your advertising inside of the magazine and be on her broadcast as well. Because it's enough love to go around. That's what I'm talking about.
We got a track, and after this track, we're going to get Miss Deborah Strong.
Brother O,
yeah.
Track?
Go get ready. Come on. Go get your shoes. Come on. Go put your vest on. Come on. Come on. As a matter of fact, go get all your stuff.
Come on!
That's right.
What you saying, just saying, what up?
You better
go get your hat and come on!
You better.
What you saying?
And yes, and here's the reason he saw me up there all alone. So for my sin he did atone. He purchased me, I'm not my own. I wanna please him, so now I serve him, who brought me and is able to keep me up together in the presence of his glory. I found before my life his good and perfect purpose was designed to bring me to the place where he had needed me. So I wanna my destiny, yeah.
Can't settle for
nothing short. Nothing short of what you want me to be or want me to be. Cause
I want it all.
As I look around, not called to sit upon the shelf. He did not die just for his health. And with the time we have, let's waste not all on selfish reasons. But we must seek to please him first. Find his will upon the earth. When they look back from death to birth, they'll say they've seen him. So we must serve him. Who brought us and is able to keep us all together in the presence of his glory? We find before our life the place where he needs us to be. Do you want your destiny? Come on. Come on, come on.
Purpose with Angela here on ONE Dynasty. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We have Dr. LaTracy with us on tonight and Miss Deborah Franklin, Church Girl CEO. So, Miss Deborah, we were talking about the village mentality. We were talking about that village mentality, and Dr. LaTracy gave us a great analogy. I want your thoughts on that tonight.
The village is just that. We have to respect everybody, because if we look at the village, we can take it back as far as everybody has a hut, everybody has a house. But when we realize that everybody has a space, but at some point we have to come out into the street and we have to talk to each other, we have to commune with each other. We got to realize that everything that we do is like a potluck dinner. You know, your strength might be bringing the string beans. Your strength might be bringing the fried chicken. Somebody else's strength might be just bringing the paper products. But at the end of the day, we need everything to make this potluck work. And that's what we have to realize. Because now let's take this analogy down a little deeper. Now, you might know how to make a pound cake, but your pound cake, you just make it plain. Whereas I make a pound cake and I might put a little glaze on it. It doesn't make it any dip. It doesn't take away from both being cake. But yours might be one way, and mine might be a little extra. But at the end of the day, they still gonna be put on the table, and everybody's still gonna eat it all. And that also goes to when we're looking at going out into these good media streets, into these, into whatever your facet of business is that everybody can look similar, but that doesn't mean that they're given the same quality of work or able to give you what you need. And that goes back to what Dr. LaTracy was saying. We all have, again, using our favorite word for the night, we all have a purpose, and we all have a voice. And my voice may be what you need to hear, or Dr. LaTracy's voice might be who you need to hear. Angela's voice might be who you need to hear. But we're going to draw the people that God has intended for us, because it's just like the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. So you have to look at that. Your business is like, I am the shepherd of my business, and the sheep that I am responsible for are going to know my name. And then we might have 99, but you know that you lost one. You know who the one is you got to go look for even heavier, because that's the sheep that knows your voice. And when, again, we have to start to operate and think like that, because when you see a shepherd, only his sheep are going to come to him. The other shepherd sheep not going to come to him. They might be in the same spot. They might be in the same field. But the sheep is going to go to the voice that they recognize and that they feel more comfortable with, that they know is going to take care of them, that they know that's going to feed them on time, that's going to take care of their needs, that's going to be able to report to them and talk to them in the way that they need to hear it. And that's how we have to look at it. When we say it takes a village, it does. It's just like just like you can have Target, Walmart on the same street, across the street from each other. Just because I go to Walmart, just because I go to Target, they both got something different that they offer to me when I'm out there.
Amen. And sometimes it may be the price, and sometimes it may just be the service. Because every time, I tell you, when I go to Walmart, they price is good, but their service ain't always great. And then when I go to Target, I tell you, they have some of the best service, but they product ain't always the cheapest either. But it ain't always the cheap stuff that you're going for, because sometimes the cheap stuff ain't the quality. So, hey, you have to get what you can get, when you can get it, and how you get it. So I thank y'all for sharing that. I want to jump into the different services that you guys bring to the table, because I know you guys offer different things. I want to start with Dr. LaTracy. I want to talk about some of the services that you offer over at Black Authors Rock.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, first off, I would like to let you all know that we have opened up the doors to our membership. Yes. There has been so many people that have inboxed and emails and said, you know what, we want the training. We want to learn how to speak, how to write, how to publish, how to make money out here in these COVID streets. And we're giving them just that. We're giving them the opportunity to bend virtually, just being a member. Now, you can't have your book in a bookstore. That's a whole separate thing. But we offer that as well. So we believe in training you right where you are, where we have the training weekly. We have events where you have an opportunity being a member. You will be the first ones that we call and say, hey, we have this event. We see that your book is about this event. Are you interested in being a part? They're looking for speakers. All of those different things. We have not only the membership, but if you say, you know what, I'm not ready for the membership, and the membership is $99 a month, which is nothing when it comes down to having the support, the training, and not only the training, but also the experts that come in. Because when you say, hey, I need to know about how to make the most money, how can I increase my SEO, how can I speak in a way that converts into cash. All of those different things are important. A lot of people start writing books and don't have any knowledge of how to start a business as an author, or that they should even have a business as an author. All of those things are taught in our membership, and it's exclusive. Now, we also have individual training, just like we start our next training cycle on the 15th of June. We have our writer's workshop, and that's 4 weeks. We also have, I published a book, Now What? And that is a 4-week course. We have the writer's workshop for adults and for children. So this is a way for you to get your children involved. Black Authors Rock has it available. We have our Bar Kids program. Our youngest authors are 8. They are outstanding and outspoken, and they are making some money out here virtually and in person at these events. A lot of people are saying they want to have not only the knowledge, but the support. Well, if you self-published and you don't really know what to do or how to get your books on Walmart.com or how to get your books in Books a Million or Barnes & Noble in person, we can support you as a member, because a lot of people don't know. If you use a free ISBN number on Amazon, you can't get your books in person at these major bookstores. But you wouldn't know that information if you weren't a part of BAR. So we have all of these opportunities available. We have our three-week profit course where it's money, mindset, and manifestation, because a lot of people, they ask for the money, but they're not willing to do the work in order to get there. This is a three-week program to help you get there with the support and the accountability. That's what's needed out here in the streets. And then what we do is we know that we have some programs that we haven't even started. We don't have a magazine. So what we do is we connect you with our sister over here, Deborah Franklin, and say, hey, Deborah has Church CEO, and she has her broadcast, but she also publishes. So if we can't serve you, we connect you over here to Deborah, and we are purpose pushers. If I have a client that comes to me and says, you know what, your pricing doesn't work for me, that's fine, or your programs don't work for me, that's fine. Well, let me connect you with someone else that we trust that you can go to. And then that's when we hand that baton right on over to Deborah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, that village mentality, that don't mind helping a sister out, don't mind sharing and collaborating and partnering, because I tell you, that's, they don't call me the queen of collaboration for nothing. I tell you, that's my pride and joy. We have caller number one in the queue. Caller number one, can you tell me your name and where you're calling from, please? Caller number one?
All right, caller, you're on the line right now, so we're going to go ahead on with the show. Go ahead, Angie.
It's Deborah. We want you to share just a little bit about your services, the things that you offer.
Okay. So with Church Girl CEO, we offer a VIP program, and it's a year-long process that you work with a group for a year in a cohort. But in this cohort, it's a little different because the VIP stands for visibility, influence, and profit, because you cannot have one without the other. And so we talk about how to leverage your book for your podcast or your radio show or even your TV show, because a lot of times people don't realize that a podcast is really a lot, you know, a podcast is really just meaning that somebody listens to you on demand when they want to listen to you. They'll listen to part of it and come back. So we talk about how to leverage your book into developing your podcast and to gain more visibility with your book, as well as, you know, how to set up your interviews, how to do an effective photo shoot, because a lot of times if one more person sends me a selfie and call it a headshot, I'm going to scream. So, you know, we talk about how to represent yourself when you go out in these good media streets so you have the look that you need to prove to the people. Because it takes a village, but you also got to have the right look. You can't go out here representing certain things if you want to continuously get clients. And so that's part of what we talk about during this process, and how to set up your funnels and things, your sales funnels and things of that nature. That is the Church Girl CEO VIP program. And then we also have Deborah Franklin Publishing, which is the concierge of publishing, which I like to say that because we feel like we are, no, we don't feel like, we know we are a one-stop shop for your publishing needs, which is cool because you can come with us to write your book. We have a editor on staff. We have a ghostwriter on staff, and we help you to get out, get the word out about your book. So prime example, like if I have a client, like I got a book that's dropping this week, I'll be calling Dr. LaTracy and I'll be calling Angela to tell them, look, I got some authors that need to get some exposure for their book. Can you get them on your show? And so those are the kind of things we're building that network up, that I'm able to help the authors get the visibility as well as feeling comfortable with having those interviews, because so many times people get the book, and I know Dr. Tracy can definitely attest to this. They get the book, but then they don't even know how to sell themselves and their book. They don't know how to answer those basic questions like, what's your genre, what's your muse, you know, certain things like that. They freeze up because as an author, we're really not used to talking. We're used to having those conversations in our head. So I help you also into developing, you know, being able to get those thoughts out of your head and it out into the world through your mouth, through your different interviews that we set up with you. And so those are some of the things that we offer on this side. Oh, look, on this side of heaven.
I tell you, y'all do so much. So different, but so needed in this community. Y'all do some different things, but so much needed. I thank you. We have a track next, and then we'll be right back.
Life is not promised to anyone. Do it your way. That's something I want to say. About what life has offered you, the eyes, the cars, those things, they really don't mean one thing. What does it mean to gain the world and in the end lose your soul? I think I ought to let you know that these things don't last for long.
Come
Welcome back. Welcome back. Caller number two, you are in queue. Can you tell me where you're calling from and your name, please?
Hey, hey, Angela Queen, sister. This is Jared, the Gifted One Thomas, a.k.a. Jarian C. And I am calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. How are y'all tonight, ladies?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I am a four-time self-published author, and my genre is LGBTQ urban fiction. And I had a question. Do y'all offer services to LGBTQ writers?
I'm sorry. This is Dr. LaTracy. And I'm saying I'm sorry because I don't know anyone who doesn't. But
absolutely.
That they're not doing that, I'm sorry. I don't know. I know I have several authors who work with us in promotions and publishing that are in the community. I don't see any difference.
Okay. So what
and
advice
from
would
my
you
perspective
do?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, and from my perspective, it doesn't, to me, it's not the community that you come from, it's the quality of the work. Because Elon Harris killed the game with what he wrote. So, and he was LGBTQ before there was a LGBTQ and all the other alphabets because I always mess them up. And I'm an educator, so I mess them up daily. So, you know, I think the thing is, it's not necessarily the community, but the quality of the work. And that's my perspective from it.
Okay, yeah. I've been getting a lot of feedback. A lot of my readers are actually women who enjoy my actual work. And they have been telling me that I should start developing a team where I, because I'm a great writer, but I do a kind of a so-so job as far as the editing. And I've been looking to wanting to start a team where I can have someone who can edit the work as I write the work. So I did not know if there was a particular services that you could offer to someone who is an LGBTQ writer like myself. Who is looking to expand my brand and going further into this market of being a writer.
Okay, so I would start here. Yes, that is a service that we can offer, but I'm going to say this like I would tell one of my students. Is there a reason why you're labeling yourself an LGBTQ writer? Is there a reason why, and I'm going somewhere with this, is there a reason why you put the label out there?
Because that's my actual work, and that's the brand that I actually write under. I actually am a gay writer, and all of my works are told in the perspective of the LGBTQ community.
Okay, because I'm only asking because sometimes when we put certain labels, that we limit ourselves on our audience, and that's why I was
mm-hmm.
And I would definitely think about that because one of my students is a photographer, and she actually had it in her bio that she was a part of the LGBTQ community. And I just want you to think about this. As a photographer, do you only want to – and I asked her this. Do you only want to take pictures for the LGBTQ community, or do you want to get all the coins? Because even though I know there's a lot of money in that area, but the thing is, if you want to get all the coins, sometimes we got to look at the labels that we give ourselves. Because even though I'm getting ready to put some out in the street, even though I am in ministry, I never give my title because I like for people to just get to know me for who I am without the label. So that way, I still got your coin, because once you get the visibility and you make the influence that you are, sounds like you're on the trajectory of making, that they're gonna see and read your work. Because sometimes we have to let people see who we are before we tell them who we are. So that way,
right.
The perspective is different, and then I'm not going in judging. I'm not going in with an expectation. Read my stuff
exactly.
And let me show you what I do before. Before you come in trying to tell me what I'm not going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, I wanted to piggyback on what you were saying. I see which perspective he's coming from, and the only reason I see it is because when I went and started Black Authors Rock, a lot of my white people, my clear individuals, had an issue. And right, because they listen, you're such an educator. they took that as a negative, like they couldn't work with me because I had the business name Black Authors Rock. And so I see where he's coming from, because sometimes if you don't label yourself as someone who supports those who are in the community, then you may not support them. So I get that. But I also see from another perspective, if he writes a book from his perspective and I may not appreciate or embrace or love on those that choose to live the way that they live, that's, I mean, I may be like, who is that? And I'm not going to publish it, and I already got his money. You see what I'm saying? So, but for me, I get what he said. And yes, we can get all the coins, and you actually, and this is just a little nugget, you can stop putting that in your bio, in your resume, and write it in the way that you write it, but market it to everyone that shows love. And when you do that, you will get all the money, because living here in Southern Mississippi, I have found out that there are more people who do not identify in embracing the community, but they do. Soon as June 1st hit, I promise you, everybody and their mama came out with the pride flag and I'll be your mama if your mama doesn't appreciate you. I mean, and I was like, whoa, wait. But I never would have thought, because they never said anything. So I believe that you can get more people by not necessarily including it into your bio or in your resume, but still writing and just marketing it a different way. But I mean, Black Authors Rock will assist you in the process, whether it is, or even Deborah's company, we would assist you in either facet, whether it's the editing, the promoting, the typesetting, uploading, any of those things. We would even welcome your book in the bookstores. We have a bookstore on Keesler Air Force Base down here in Biloxi. And the community is being embraced on the Air Force Base. So either one of us would be of assistance and would love to have a conversation offline if you would like that.
Yes, definitely. Because I'm definitely looking to expand my brand. I've been doing this for almost 5 years, and I am interested in expanding. I've been traveling around the United States. I've had readers up in several Florida, several over in Texas, but I'm looking to expand past those particular states, and I want to get to other states where I can meet other people and continue to put my work out.
Well, we definitely going to connect you guys because Jared is actually one of my co-hosts here on the network. He is
awesome.
He represents our LGBTQ community, so I would definitely connect you guys. Jared, could you please tell the listeners when you'll be on so that they can tune in and support you?
My next show will be June the 15th, and I already have my next guest to come on board with me for that next show. I'm not going to spill any tea right now as far as the actual topic for the show, but I am definitely getting excited about this next show, and I look forward to having some tea time on this next show with as your intern host.
Well, I thank you, and I thank you for all that you do for the network. We have caller number 3 in queue. Caller number 3.
Caller in the line. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds. Okay, we go on to the next caller. All right, caller, you're on the line right now. We're walking in purpose right here at ODE Dynasty.
Hello, my name is Selena. Hello, hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Hi. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, my name is Shelley Knox. I'm just listening. I'm a new reader. I'm a new writer. I know nothing about what I'm doing, so I'm just listening.
Well, I'm glad you're tuned in. I hope you're getting some nuggets. Hope you're taking some notes. Is there any particular question that you'd like to ask one of these ladies that might can help you on this journey?
No, I'm just listening. I'm writing notes, as you said.
Well, I want to thank you for chiming in.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, so how long have you been writing? What are you working on now?
I've been writing for almost 20 years, and now I'm just going full force with it. I've been writing, taking a break, so now I'm fully just going straight with it.
So have you published anything?
No, not yet. It's in the editing. It's in the editing process. Like I sent my first draft.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for chiming in tonight. We have caller number 4 in queue. Caller number 4, can you state where you're calling from and your name, please?
Caller, in line. You get yourself together. I mean, when you press 1, that means you're trying to come on to speak to these wonderful ladies and our hosts. All right, the next caller right here on Only Dynasty. Are you ready? State your name, who you are, and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace, and abundant divine blessings. My travel name is Huni Barkatoon. My pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. How are y'all women of God doing tonight?
We're doing wonderful.
Well, I'm definitely enjoying this show. Want to know more about the great works in which y'all are doing. I also know that the woman of God, Angela T. Smith, is also doing a great work, literally enjoying this show here at ONE Dynasty. Well, I guess my question is, I put some publications out earlier in ebook form, but now as I'm really, really crossing my T's and dotting my I's this time around, and I heard you speaking about different genres. Now, the best way I can describe myself is inspirational, motivational, and I want to be embraced by the self-help community in regards to wherever you come from. What I offer is an ancient science called sound therapy, and it really, really seeks to take root on the inside of the individual so they'll be able to come forth and be the best person that they possibly can be and bring out the best in the individual instead of the beast in them. That's part of the overlay of what I'm aspiring to do, be it broadcasting, podcasting, even when it comes to publication. So definitely seeking assistance and guidance on that part. And I'm just calling in to show my support tonight for tonight's show.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in. And you mentioned you had ebooks. Are you trying to convert those ebooks or something? Are you trying to turn them into actual publications, or was that the question?
Well, I actually did. This is not my first time actually publishing, but when I first came out, well over 10 years ago, I put a lot of information out in ebook form, even though it did take off. But, you know, even that market is still going on, but the average person still loves to be able to touch a tangible item. So that's another reason why I want to come out this time, not just with tangible items, but to be able to put my information out in every form that I possibly can, including audio. But, you know, I got to get, you know, restarted. So already, thanks to you, Angela T. Smith, I will be putting the introduction to a magazine that's about to come out. So I will be experiencing this sometime at the end of next month, thanks to you. And I know other people.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
One thing. Go ahead.
No, I just wasn't going to do a pre-advertisement. I am also a fellow host here at O&E Dynasty, and my show comes on tomorrow where I will be speaking about essential workers, and this one is for caretakers, educators, teachers, and protectors. This one here is for all of us, and that'll be at 9:30 tomorrow. Name of my show is We Will Away You.
Awesome.
Thank you, Brother Hank.
Thank you. One thing I would suggest for you, as you're getting ready to relaunch, the whole self-help area is booming right now. If you got anything in self-help, then people are looking for it, because especially coming out of this pandemic that we're in. But one thing, because you said it's something that a lot of people don't practice, I would definitely start dropping information to get people more familiar with exactly what the practice is, and that, you know, that it's not something that's look deep and spooky. You know how we get. And so you can just start sharing the knowledge about it, so you can kind of start doing some of those pre-filters before you even go forth with your full book, because doing that, you might actually get something to spark where you might go a different route in even promoting your book. So if you need some help on the whole self-help thing, I'm definitely open if you would like to schedule a time to talk about getting that done and getting some things out there, because that's the genre that I write in.
I'm definitely looking forward to it, and faithfully, thanks to our connection, the woman of God, Angela T. Smith, will be able to connect. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, Dr. Tracy, what is your advice for that person? Because Shelly said she's been writing for over 20 years, and she just now decided to publish something, and it's in the editing phase. What is your advice to that person that just holding on to their writing and won't get it out? What's your advice to them and how they can get it out there? Because a lot of people, they don't know. They just don't know the steps to take.
Well, in the Black Authors Drop community, we do offer, as well as on our YouTube channel, we do offer free writer's workshops for those who would like to know the steps of what they need to do in order for them to write and publish. But what I would say personally is I would turn it back on them, and I would ask the question, what's stopping them? What's stopping them from writing the story? Is it they are still involved in the pain? Is it the fact that they feel like it's going to cost them a lot of money to get it published? What excuses are they telling themselves that is hindering them from going forward? Because if you can write on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, any of those things, a post, you can actually download all of those things that you've written on social media, and it can be a manuscript, and it can make you money even before your book is out. And so what we teach, and I know it may sound a little harsh, but it only sounds that way because I have taught my team not to take excuses, because I believe that everyone who has made up their mind to be a writer, to be a published author, to be successful in these writer's streets can and will do so. If they say they're connected to us and they say they want it, oh, we're going to hold them accountable to get it done, because we believe that everyone should walk in their purpose as a writer and get paid for it. So I would say connect with us.
That's it. And you touched on something, because my producer would say excuses are for the incompetent. We don't make excuses around here. We are about action. We have a track.
Young man Richard White, better known as Mr. Clean, wrote a song that says, Jesus, drop the charges. And it sounded funny to me until I started reading it. and said that I was guilty of all the charges. How many of you ever been guilty of sin, huh? Do and disbelieve. But Jesus, with his special love, saved me by his grace.
It's finished. Yes, Dr. Sergeant.
I want to thank Brother O for that song, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. Before we leave, I want to allow Dr. Tracy and Miss Deborah to share how you guys can follow them and connect with them. Dr. Tracy, if you would share.
Yes, yes, yes. You can reach me in the Black Authors Rock community on Facebook, Black Authors Rock on Instagram, Black Author Rock on Twitter, Black Authors Rock bookstore, Black Authors Rock page, anything Black Authors Rock. We are trademarked and we are in the place. So if you need any assistance, we are a full service coaching, consulting, and publishing firm along with two physical bookstores. So just know that if we are not the place for you, then we will happily share the information with some of our purpose pushers, you know, others that we trust in this industry to assist you in your market. And we just show love. So we're not discriminatory. And we don't believe that everybody fits everybody. So that's just where we are. And we will be happy and delighted to work with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Deborah, if you would share how listeners can contact you.
Awesome. Thank you again for having me. Everybody can definitely contact me on DeborahFranklinPublishing.com as well as anything that says, and my show, Conversations with Deborah Franklin, or all social media platforms. And we are a full-service publishing company, the Deborah Franklin Publishing Concierge. What makes us a little different is that we are full service, but we lean more towards helping you get the book written as well as marketing the book. And like Dr. LaTracy was saying, like once you finish with me, we'll be like setting up the book tour so you can get different things set up that way where we partner with different companies to help you get the visibility that you need. So look forward to hearing from everybody. And if you're ready to tell your story, and help someone else. And then I'm going to jump back to the other question that you asked about why somebody would wait so long to tell their story. Think about this. Your story is what someone else needs to get them delivered from what they are going through. And if you never tell it, then no one can ever get delivered.
Amen. I want to thank you guys for coming on and sharing with me on tonight. I definitely have been blessed, and I hope those that have tuned in have been blessed. It is now Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, Deborah and LaTracy, thank you so much, man, for this outstanding performance of your life and your heart, because a lot of people need to know the hard scrabble. You know, okay, you're trying to do this, you're trying to do that, but are you able to perform and make money in all of genres? And that's the key. And using God first in your life means a lot. And if you don't lift him up, then you won't draw any men or women unto you. Am I right, young sisters?
Yeah. You are right on the money.
Yep.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
So I want to thank you guys so much for being part of this show tonight and enhancing it. And also, tomorrow night on these stations, we come back on with a man that is a legend to our network. 2020, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Enshrining, Mr. Huni Bakatun, and we will aware you. He said what he said, and he's going to perform that tomorrow night. And the soundtrack tomorrow will be the outstanding Bobby Womack, you know, provided by me. You know, always ready. Now, of course, thank you for all the people that listen to Ondi Dynasty. That's going to be tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these Ondi stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to Ondi, which is Oladele and Ngozi Enterprise, reaches the course at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on that, Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladele and Ngozi Pinterest and Google+. Oladele and Ngozi Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Welcome to Purpose, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Oladele. Without Ngozi, but mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, nominated for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame in that factor, and, of course, your DJ Hall of Famer for the class of 2019. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned to the Battle of the Network Stars. I want the young ladies to come back and, you know, support that show, and that's going to be on June 13th. It's going to be fun, you know what I mean, hosted by your boy Olad Cassell, and also all the folks out there. This is the commissioner of both Buy Networks and Damon Speaks, Angela Thomas Smith. You got 2 minutes left to go in the program.
Well, thank you, Brother O. I want to thank you for all that you do for the network and for providing this opportunity for us. And I want the listeners to know that there's power in words. Word has power. Allow your words to speak for you, because the word still works. I want you guys to tune in next month. I'll be back in 4 weeks. Y'all have a good night.